and directly through Dumas.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Do you have general names for these highways that run between states? What would you call them?
Well, the big highway is Highway 65. We call it the big highway.
Mm-hmm.
And the old highway refers to Highway 82, which was the original mm-hmm. road that went through.
If you're driving along one of these major roads and there's an area that has, oh, maybe tables where you can have a picnic, some of them have toilet facilities, what would you call one of these areas?
A road stop.
Okay. Would you call it something different if it had service stations and restaurants?
Pull off, maybe.
Mm. What do you call the thing that's painted on the road to help you stay in your lane?
The highway line.
Okay. What about if it was something made of concrete in the middle of the road?
Divider.
All right. Would it be a different name if it were a grass strip in the middle of the road?
I don't think so.
All right. How would you get...
We don't have those.
Yes, well, how you've seen them, though. Yes. How would you get off one of these big highways?
Exit.
Okay, and how would you get on one?
Merge.
Do you have a name for the thing that you merge on?
Ramp.
All right. I guess in Dumas you wouldn't have other roads that can only be entered and left at certain places, but what would you call this type of road in a city? If you don't have names for these things, just say so.
I don't think so.
Okay. Now, what are the main streets in Dumas itself?
Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Choctaw and Waterman.
Mm-hmm. Are these all called streets?
Mm-hmm.
Are they ever given any other designation other than street?
No.
Okay. If they were smaller places out in neighborhoods, would you still say streets or would there be some other term?
Route.
Okay. At a place where the railroad tracks go, let's see, the railroad tracks would go over the road and the cars would go under. What would you call that?
Crossing.
Okay.
Railroad crossing.
Would you call it the same thing if it were on the same level and the cars had to wait while the train went past?
Oh, that's the way it is.
Okay.
And that's what we call it.
Okay, well, suppose it were a place where the tracks were built over the street so that you didn't have to
An
stop.
An overpass.
A what?
An overpass.
Okay. If you're parking a car on a neighborhood street so that there are cars in front of you and behind you, what kind of parking is that?
Parallel.
All right. Suppose it were the kind of parking you do in a shopping center where you pull in beside the other cars. A lot of people don't have a name for that kind of parking.
I don't either.
Okay. What about the outlets for fire hoses?
Fire hydrant.
All right. Do you ever call that anything else?
No.
All right. What would you call, I don't think you would have them in Dumas, but a large building where you would park in a big city downtown that has several levels?
Parking deck.
Okay. What general name would you have for large buildings, very tall buildings?
Skyscrapers.
Okay. Does Dumas have any tall buildings?
No, we don't.
How tall is the tallest?
Oh, maybe 20 feet.
Mm-hmm. When you use, what does the term high-rise mean to you?
A large building, most of the time an apartment.
Mm-hmm. Could it be offices?
Yeah.
Okay.